Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Al Van Camp. Batting second. The shortstop, Hal Rein. Batting third. The third baseman, Otis Miller. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Sweeney. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Urbane Pickering. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willsie Moore. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Willsie Moore. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Fred Schulte. Batting second. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting third. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Red Kress. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Lynn Storti. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Blaeholder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, George Blaeholder. And now, play ball. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp hits a fly ball into center field. Schulte settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kress. Rein reaches second base with a double. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rein moves to third. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb strikes out. Two outs. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Oliver. Goslin reaches second base with a double. Schulte moves to third. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress takes first base on ball four. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rein fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Schulte. Berry reaches second base with a double. Pickering goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Willsie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a fly ball into center field. Schulte settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp is 0 for 1 in the game. Van Camp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Berry scores. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Rein hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blaha Holder fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Van Camp moves to second. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lovey fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Storti moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry fires to first and picks off Burns. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Storti moves to third. Two outs. George Blaha Holder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaha Holder hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Storti scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Fred Shult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shult is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Shult takes first base on ball 4. Blaha Holder moves to second. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pickering scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 1 in the game. Webb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0 for 1 in the game. Sweeney hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Webb moves to third. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pickering hits a line drive into right field. Kress picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Kress. Webb scores. Oliver moves to third. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Shult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Oliver scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Will Seymour is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Goslin hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Oliver who is chasing the ball. Goslin reaches third base with a triple. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kress hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Oliver. Kress reaches second base with a double. Gosselin scores. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kress scores. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Storti hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Farrell moves to second. Jack Russell now pitching. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Farrell scores. Storti moves to third. It's Red Sox, 4, Browns, 4. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-1 in the game. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller fields it and throws to home to get Storti. Burns moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Tom Jenkins pinch hits for George Blaeholder. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-4, Browns. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Schult. The throw from Berry and he is safe. Schult steals second. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller juggles the ball. That's an error on Miller. Schult moves to third. Goose Gosselin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosselin is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a triple. Gosselin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chad Kimsey now pitching. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Van Camp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Rhein hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kress. Rhein reaches second base with a double. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kimsey fields it and throws to first for the out. Rhein moves to third. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Webb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rhein scores. It's 7-5, Browns. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0-for-2 in the game. Sweeney hits a fly ball into right field. Kress settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Red Sox 5. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Len Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Storti hits a pop-up towards short. Rhine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burns takes first base on ball four. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-2 in the game. Levy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Van Camp. Levy reaches second base with a double. Burns moves to third. Chad Kimsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kimsey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Storti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Pickering hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Berry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Red Sox 5. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Schult hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-3 in the game. Melillo hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. Goslin hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 9-5, Browns. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Farrell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is called out on strikes. One out. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Van Camp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Rhine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhine is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Rhine hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Schult. Miller reaches second base with a double. Rhine goes all the way around to score. It's 9-6, Browns. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lovey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Red Sox 6. The Browns will come to bat. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Storti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sweeney scoops it up and throws to first, with Russell covering, for the out. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0-for-3 in the game. Sweeney hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Storti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Pickering hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Red Sox 6. The Browns will come to bat. Chad Kimsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kimsey is 0-for-1 in the game. Kimsey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kimsey moves to second. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles and a walk. Schultz hits a line drive into left field. Van Camp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-4 in the game. Melillo hits a fly ball into left field. Van Camp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 3-for-4 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Goslin hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Rothrock pinch hits for Jack Russell. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Kimsey covering, for the out. Two outs. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Van Camp hits a fly ball into right field. Kress settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Red Sox 6. The Browns will come to bat. Ed Morris now pitching. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kress strikes out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ryan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Storti hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pickering scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 4-for-4 in the game, with two singles and two doubles. Rein hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Webb strikes out. The ball gets by Farrell. He chases the ball to the backstop. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0-for-4 in the game. Sweeney takes first base on ball 4. Webb moves to second. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 9, and Boston Red Sox, 6. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.